Kia ora. Welcome to Lunch Money, the audio version of the live webinar that takes questions from our investors.
Welcome to another week of Lunch Money. We've been doing these every Thursday, but this is our last one for the year. So thanks for everyone for tuning in and for everyone who's joined us so far this year. We've really enjoyed the conversations. My name's Sonia. I'm one of the co-founders of Sharesies, and this is Leighton. He's also one of the co-founders of Sharesies. We've loved doing these Lunch Monies and getting a chance to connect, talk about what's going on in the markets, getting some amazing guests, and also getting a chance to ask any questions or check in on those things and make sure people are staying across what's going on and getting a chance to participate in the conversation, which is really, really important. So thank you. This week, we've had some amazing milestones at Sharesies. We hit 250,000 investors, which is just massive and hugely, that's a big milestone. Thanks to everyone who has supported us through being an investor and joining in on these conversations. Together, we have invested over $900 million, and that is a huge amount of money, and that ranges from portfolios of 1 cent to over a couple of $1 million. So we've got a bunch of people investing in the way that suits them, no matter how much they can invest, which is really, really cool. This year, some key milestones. We launched US Shares, and that was in the thick of a lockdown as well. We did have a lockdown. We all had to go remote, which everyone would have had to be dealing with across the country and around the world. We've grown our team. So we're now just under, or Leighton mentioned, maybe we are just over 100 people, and that is growing every day. So huge growth. And then we've got some exciting things coming up next year, looking into new products, looking into new countries, continuing developing and making sure that we're on our path to creating a financially empowered generation. So thanks for being here and thanks for supporting us. So today we're joined by Mandy Simpson, who's the Chief Digital Officer at Z Energy. And before we go to the market update, just a reminder, if you have any questions for Mandy while she's here, please submit them in the Ask a Question button down below. And also, nothing that we'll be covering today is personalized advice. And also, just please be kind and respectful to our speakers and your fellow viewers. Otherwise, we'll have to remove you from the webinar, which we hope we don't have to do. So you can just be kind and lovely to each other. Cool. So that's it from me. Pass over to you, Leighton, for the market update.
Yeah, thanks, Sonia. For everyone looking at your portfolios at the moment, it's one of those nice times in the investing roller coaster to look. I'm sure people are seeing some quite nice returns and some green there at the moment. So that's quite pleasurable and a nice way to finish the year for us anyway in chat. But we'll start with some news. So medical device company Fisher & Paykel Healthcare announced their financial results for the 6 months ended 30th September 2020. Their key highlights included revenue of $910 million. That's up 59% on the same period last year. So you can really see that COVID impact there, as you'll remember from the conversation that we were having with their CEO, Lewis, not so long ago. And their net profit was $226 million, which was up 86% on the same period last year. This was driven by increased demand for the company's hospital hardware through COVID. Some other big news that you may have seen. So the New Zealand Rural Land Company is planning to list on the NZX Stock Exchange later next month with an IPO. So that's an initial public offering. They're looking to raise between $75 million and $150 million. We sent details of how you can participate in this IPO to all of our investors last night. Just in case you missed it, we'll also add a link to the instructions in the chat. Meanwhile, over in the US, both the S&P 500, that's the 500 largest companies in the US, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average indices have been on the up. So the Dow Jones was reaching a historic milestone of over 30,000 points for the first time ever. This has been driven by optimism for a coronavirus vaccine. I'm sure many of you have heard this in the news and in lots of different channels at the moment. And also the fading uncertainty as President-elect Joe Biden begins his transition into the White House. Finally, as Sonia mentioned, and many of you know already, this is actually our last Lunch Money episode of 2020. We started it in April during the lockdown to help bridge the gap between companies and investors. Since then, we've heard from companies, fund managers, economists, journalists, and many more, and also a whole bunch of the Sharesies team as well. We've had this both from people in New Zealand and from beyond. It's been a really, really great year, and we can't wait to share with you what we've got planned for next year, 2021. Hopefully, generally, 2021 is just a bit friendlier. If you stick around till the end of our chat today, we're going to be giving you the chance to win a Sharesies prize back to celebrate what an awesome year it's been, so stay tuned for that. I'll pass back over to you, Sonia, to introduce Mandy.
Fantastic. So as mentioned, today we're joined by Mandy Simpson, who's the Chief Digital Officer at Z Energy. But Mandy's got a super interesting background, which she'll tell us about. She's held roles such as the Chief Operating Officer at the NZX and also has been a Chief Financial Officer at Frond. As well, our connection with Mandy goes back right to the beginning of Sharesies. Mandy was, nothing happens alone. So and we had such great advisors supporting us, and Mandy was one of those who helped share her experience and helped us in the very early days of Sharesies. So thank you, Mandy, for that and for joining us today. Looking forward to having you here.
Thank you very much. It's great to join you.
Cool. So, I've said a bit about you, some roles that you've had, but it's always good to hear from you. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and what's your story and also what you do at Z?
Definitely. So currently, as you said, Chief Digital Officer at Z Energy, but that's quite a change for me from my background. We currently have the Summer of Tech interns working with us, and one of the things that I've been saying to them is, no career is a straight line anymore, and mine has been very definitely not that. So, I'm an accountant by training. I've held accountancy and operations roles, and have worked in the capital markets predominantly at the London Stock Exchange and then at the New Zealand Stock Exchange, with a real growing interest in future technologies. So that's how I ended up at the FinTech Accelerator, where I met you guys, and also how I eventually ended up at Zed, as we're starting to really think about what the future of technology means for us.
Yeah, fantastic. So can you tell us a little bit about what your role at Zed is now?
Yeah, so Chief Digital Officer, so I look after the technology team. Chief Digital Officer, really interesting job title, right? It's fairly new. There weren't, if you look back 10 years ago, there weren't chief digital officers, at least certainly not in New Zealand anyway. So the Z Energy board and exec decided 2 years ago that chief digital officer was a role that they needed to start thinking about what is the future of digital for Z and kind of really lead into a data-driven future for us. I was stoked to get that role. It looks after all of the technology for all of our retail sites and terminals, as well as all of our corporate technology, but then also this real focus on the future and what does, digitization and, how can we really help enhance the customer experience through digital as well.
Wow, fantastic. Sounds like a super interesting job.
And a bit crazy.
And maybe I think with these next questions around, like, can you tell us what Z Energy does and also what your vision is and probably how your role, when you talk about the future and creating that, it'll help us kind of visualize how Z's thinking about that.
Yeah. So Z's purpose is to solve what matters for a moving world. And right now, that's predominantly comes to life through the provision of transport fuels. So most people know us from our retail sites. You don't have driven on and got petrol or diesel from one of our retail sites at some point. But that's only part of what we do. So that is both the Z and Caltex brand. So for those of you who weren't aware, Caltex is a part of the Z family of brands. And also, we also have commercial customers. So we deliver fuel either directly to them or they can pick up from truck stops. We run air stops. We have jet fuel as well. So quite a wide range of customers through that. And we are the leading provider of fuel, of transport fuel in New Zealand with just over 40% market share.
Wow. And so how does your business model work and how do you make money?
So predominantly through through the network of retail sites and then providing commercial fuels to other companies. That's done in a lot of different ways, though. So you know, what we don't do, by the way, we're not a BP or a Shell or an ExxonMobil. We don't drill for oil. We don't do that kind of exploration and those pieces. We do import both crude oil, which then gets refined at the New Zealand refinery. So we own a share of that company, and we're a major customer of theirs. And we also import refined product as well. We then sell that, as I said, through the retail sites to commercial customers directly. We have a range of mini tankers. So, you know, if you think about the things that can't get onto a retail site, the equipment that you might see at roadworks or at forestry sites, we will take a small tanker directly to them and fill them up wherever they are as well. So you see us in lots of different places. When we can all fly again, you do see the Z Energy tankers at the airports. That's obviously not been the best of sectors for us in the last 6 months. But you know, we've started a little bit of domestic flying again, and you know, I'm sure that will be back for us eventually.
Yeah, cool. So you touched on your competition a little bit, but if we could just dive into that. There is quite a bit of competition in the fuel industry. What makes Z Energy different and how do you stay competitive?
I think so there's two things that really make Z different. One is our scale. So while we're not, of course, worldwide the same scale as your kind of BPs and those, for the New Zealand market, we are the largest provider of transport fuels. And then I think the other thing is the customer experience that we deliver. So we work really hard to deliver an experience that is right for our customers, whether that is, you know, they want to be able to get through our site as quickly as possible and back on their journey as fast as possible, or whether they want to stay and have a coffee and, you know, maybe buy something in the store, or, you know, they're particularly interested in talking to our staff. It varies by customer and by what's going on in their day. So even a customer who one day might want a coffee, if they're having a, you know, a day where they have to be somewhere quickly, then they might want to be using, you know, one of the products that we have that enables them to do that, such as our pay by plate product, which means they can just drive in, fill their car and drive straight off again.
Nice, thanks. What do you I mean, I think some of these risks are probably like a lot of people could probably speak to what some of the risks might be in your industry at the moment. We'd be really interested to hear what your view as a company on those risks and opportunities, and also sort of what strategies you've got in place to respond to those.
Yeah. Well, I think they're quite different in the short term and the long term for us. So, you know, in the short term, as you said, this is an extremely competitive industry. And we've seen a number of new entrants into that industry over the past decade. Retail fuel margins are not high, and we are facing that increasing competition. And focus on the customer experience is our main way of responding to that, as well as just making sure that our prices remain really competitive. So those two things are how we continue to think about that, and using our scale across the entire industry and the entire supply chain to be able to get our customers a really good deal is really important. In the longer term, of course, there's still quite a lot of uncertainty in the way that the market is operating. So those of you who've been following what's happening at New Zealand refining at the refinery know that there's some question about whether it continues to operate as a refinery or whether it's going to become an import terminal, and obviously a listed company in its own right. So it has its own obligations for when that news and how it thinks about that strategy and tells the market about that. So we are, you know, continuing to think about how do we respond to an import only terminal, which our belief, and not based on any knowledge from them, is that is the most likely long term outcome for them. There's a whole lot of other changes to play out in the supply area. There was Fuel Industry Act is currently coming into play. So the regulation by the government, which we've been talking about for some time now, and MBIE are currently writing the regulations that will put that into action. And I think there's some real opportunities for Zed in that. Things like, you know, we're pretty much there in having every one of our sites show our premium prices on the, you know, on the boards outside the site. That's really important for customers to be able to see. There have been large gaps in the prices that sit between, you know, 91 fuel and, let's say, maybe 95 or 98. And that should now be visible to everybody. And we think that's a huge opportunity for us. In the longer term, of course, the risks and opportunities to Zed and every fuel company really sit in the climate change space. And, you know, how do we go from being part of the problem to becoming, you know, at the heart of the solution of climate change? And we're really committed to doing that.
That's so cool to hear. Really massive strategic problems, but I think ultimately the companies and, yeah, like you say, involved in it, leading that, it does feel like we would a huge amount of impact that could come from that. So early in November, Zed Energy posted the half year results for the 6 months ended 30 September, and included in this was a loss of $58 million, which was down, I think, 307% from last year's profit of $28 million. And the biggest factor impacting that was COVID. So I'm interested to hear about, you know, what the response in the company, and we've sort of spoken to these short, long-term things, but to these uncertain environments, particularly related to COVID and the situation with regards to that.
Yeah, so we were already in action on some cost responses ahead of COVID, just actually as in response to the changing margin situation and, you know, increased competition in the fuel industry. And so, you know, we're on track for $48 million of structural savings out of the company this year. And that, because they're structural, will continue on into next financial year, where we expect that to run to $60 million just from the changes that we've already made. And I think you'll see more of those, the supply chain simplification, as the changes that are happening at the refinery play out as well, start to make some pretty positive changes for our cost base. So that's those cost changes are the main response, both to the margin situation and then also the COVID situation. COVID had lots of impacts on us. I mean, the first and main thing to remember is that Zed and Caltech staff were out serving essential workers the whole way through level four and level three. And so the impact on our people was probably the biggest impact for us. And the most important thing for us was how we kept our people safe and continued to serve New Zealanders through that time. The financial impact on us was enormous. So, revenue was down 80% in level four. And our response to that was the equity raise that you saw in the first half of this year. Very interesting to do that, from my perspective, my personal perspective, having worked in the capital markets, to be on the other side of one of those equity raises was fantastic. Actually, it was a great experience, but very unusual to do it from home. So, every single one of us, at Zed, but also at our advisors, Goldman Sachs and Chapman Tripp, we were all working from home and doing capital raise over Zoom. And that's a very unusual set of circumstances. And really pulled the team together nicely. We got to catch up with that team a couple of weeks ago in Wellington. And many of them, it was the first time I had met them face to face. So it was a really interesting experience to do that. That, of course, has then put our balance sheet in really good shape for doing well through this and coming out strongly out of the other side. When we did that capital raise, we didn't know what the circumstances were going to be. We didn't know how long we were going to be in levels four and three. And we also didn't know how much the market would bounce back in levels two and one. And what we've actually found is it's bounced back much stronger than we expected. In fact, in level one, we're finding that the volumes are actually slightly ahead of where they were last year. So that's all looking really positive, I think, for the future.
Yeah, great. Thanks. And I always appreciate the reflection back on the people side when we look at the COVID impacts. It's particularly in our industry, sometimes it's easy to start thinking again that COVID was like a financial event, but it's something we've talked a lot about the whole way through. It was sort of very much a people and health crisis first. So,
yeah.
Look, I mean, investing in innovation and digitization is a big part of Zed's strategy, and I'd say your role specifically is, I guess, a very visible element of that. And I think specifically it's about leading the transformation of Zed Energy to a digital-first, data-driven company. You can correct me if I haven't quite got those words wrong, but
that's right.
I'd be really interested if you could explain what it looks like in practice and what it might look like in the future, because Chief Digital Officers, like you say, it's a sort of odd title and a start, and I know there's more of them around now, but I would say, you know, when you think in Zed Energy's industry particularly, you know, it's not exactly where you go to think that this might be where these roles exist.
Yeah. So firstly, I'd say mine is not the only role that is kind of leading the charge in this space. So Zed also has a chief innovation officer, and his role, he's been there a fair bit longer than me, and he's been really leading the charge on many of the things that are starting to show up now. What I'd say is, from the customer perspective, you start to see a number of different things. So you start to see, as I mentioned earlier, pay by plate, which allows you to just drive up, fill your car, and drive off, you get charged for that through the Zed app. The world first of share tank, which means that you're no longer tied to buying your fuel at the place that you pick it up, so you can instead buy your fuel through the app at the cheapest price available to you within 30 kilometers of where you're sat at the time. Now, I'm currently sat down in Christchurch, in our Christchurch office. I could buy up to 1,000 liters of fuel here and spend it when I'm in Auckland or in Wellington. So it gives people a whole lot of flexibility around, and particularly not having to drive around to find the cheapest price, which I'm still astonished to think about, but people do that, right? And they spend time and effort driving around to find the cheapest price. Instead, you can now do that via the ShareTank app. But it's not just customer facing. It's also through the whole business. And this is probably the piece that people don't see. So things like, how do we forecast the demand at each of our sites so that we can make sure, the most important thing from our customer's point of view is when they drive up to a site that there's fuel available. How do we make that? It's a reasonably complex process. How do we make sure that that's happening well? So digitizing things like that and optimizing the way that fuel gets dropped off by, we don't actually do the actual delivery. So we have a partner who does that for us, but optimizing that so that we're spending as little fuel as possible getting fuel to sites and keeping our own carbon footprint as low as possible in the process. So across lots of different things. Digitizing health and safety has been a really interesting thing for us. Like, how do you improve the safety of our sites by making it easier for people to report when they see an issue and gather that data so that we can see if there are systemic issues happening across the sites? That's been another really interesting one. And then the last thing I would say is really the most important thing for us is helping people think differently about how they go about their work. So they look for a digital solution, not a paper one. They look for how might we do this better. And I see that the win, when everybody in the company, not just the technology team, is thinking digitally and thinking, how do I make my work easier or, make life better for our customers or make life safer for our frontline staff.
Great, thank you. And I just got one more question before I hand back to you, Zonia. You sort of mentioned it earlier, but we have to ask something specific on the risk of climate change, I think. And just interested, what role Zed Energy, you think you play in combating climate change and also transitioning New Zealand generally towards a lower carbon future?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, we're very definitely currently at the centre of the problem, right? So a significant part of New Zealand's emissions is through transport. And we want to be at the heart of the solution of moving New Zealand towards a low carbon future. And so that means firstly experimenting in this space. So we have been experimenting with biodiesel. We had a biodiesel plant, which is currently shuttered in terms of it's no longer creating biodiesel, but we are still importing biodiesel, and it's actually now available at one of our truck stops as well. So for specific customers, and also looking at what, you know, what are the other future fuels that we might see, and of course electricity is one of the key ones of those. So you know, how do we serve the EV drivers of the future? And thinking about all of the things that have to happen for New Zealanders and for their goods, you know, the goods that we receive to be moved around the country, and how can we think about making that an experience that is less carbon intensive than it is now? We're really lucky to be led by Mike Bennett, our chief exec, on this. And Mike is also the convener of the Climate Leaders Coalition, and he is 100% committed to a low carbon future for New Zealand. And so there's no room for us to waver really on that. And, you know, one of the things we continue to do is invest in this space. You know, we've invested in both in companies, but also in solutions of our own, and you know, continue to do that until we find the things that will make a difference for New Zealanders.
Great, thanks.
So covered a lot of what Zed is thinking about and all the different challenges and opportunities. But just to sum it up, what's next for Zed Energy, and what's your biggest focus at the moment?
My biggest focus is getting to Christmas right now. No, it's been a big year, right? And I think it's definitely the case that we're seeing people being ready for a break right now. But no, I think the focus for the coming few weeks and for next year is very much on the supply chain, firstly. So how do we prepare our supply chain for the changes that are coming? One of the things that we have done this year is we've removed one of our terminals in Nelson from the National Inventory Agreement. And you may see if you look at our financial results this year that for the first time we had terminal gate pricing revenue show up. That is part of that. So thinking about how do we sell at a wholesale level directly out of our terminals. So we, you know, looking to think about how that works next year as well. For our customers, the new pay by plate, pay an app, share tank, you know, helping those roll out and really thinking about, you know, what is that customer experience? Is that working for them? What are the changes that might need to be made in that space? And we do have some new products that we'll be focusing on in the first quarter of next year. You have to watch this space for those. But, you know, we've got a few new things coming for our customers as well. Yeah, I think just taking a break and then pushing on into the next year. There's so much to be done, right? There's so much change, and I don't think that's likely to be any different in 2021. We might want it to be a slightly less crazy year than 2020 has been, hopefully. But you know, there's still a lot of change coming for us, so really focused on that.
Excellent. Thanks, Mandy. Just looking at time, we never achieve our 12:45 target, but that's all good. We've got a few, everyone's just far too interesting. We've got a few questions though. So we will get into some of those. We sort of do these quick fire. So if you can aim for sort of 30 seconds, yeah, that would be great. So the first one's from Ben. Any plans for Z Energy to incorporate hydrogen supply for fuel cell vehicles in the future?
Yeah. So I think particularly for, heavy vehicles, that's certainly something that we've been thinking about, and you know, part of a consortium working together to look at hydrogen for New Zealand's future. I'm not sure that light vehicles, I think hydrogen is necessarily the, I'm not sure that's going to be a winner against electric in the long term, but certainly in that heavy vehicle space.
Great, thank you. The next one's from Tim. So what digital disruptions have you faced? What did you learn from it, and how did it affect the company's bottom line?
I think the biggest the place we see digital disruption happening the most right now, and that's different to what will happen in future, is probably in payments. So that, you know, going from, you know, kind of cash to card. I mean, cash is quite a long way back in New Zealand history, but, you know, there's cards through to in-app payment. And, you know, how do we give every New Zealander a way that they can pay at our sites? And that was really important to us through COVID. People suddenly moved towards, actually, we want to be able to pay in a contactless way. And so being able to roll out, you know, pay in-app experiences very quickly was great. Yeah.
Mm, cool. I still remember my nana sending me to the supermarket with check, like not that long ago, not the supermarket, the petrol station, sorry. And I was saying to her, I don't think they're going to accept this. Seems like extremely dodgy way. But anyway, the person would look sideways at me and then they'd look at the thing, oh, it's Nolene. So it was like, fine. That was sort of classic small town New Zealand. But outside of that, it just didn't happen. Anyway.
It wouldn't be paying with a check these days.
Yeah. I mean, some banks don't even accept them themselves anymore. I know that. But Zed owns part of Flick Energy, the power company, and Mevo Cars. Can you explain how these plays sit within Zed's strategy?
Yeah, so both of those part of our, you know, how we're looking to the future for Zed. So we own, I have a majority shareholding in Flick Energy, and we have a number of things that we're doing with Flick that are looking at how, you know, how Flick might access the Zed customer base, or, you know, how do we help Flick with our own digital and innovation expertise. In particular, our innovation team been spending quite a bit of time with them. We are a minority shareholder in Mevo, and that's part of, you know, one of our key strategic thoughts for the future, which is in this kind of future of mobility. What happens post everybody owning a car, and, you know, how does that kind of transport as a service work?
Cool. We're pretty passionate Mevo users around here.
Yes, so will we.
Is there a carbon tax in fuel prices? Has the Auckland fuel tax made a difference to fuel usage in Auckland versus other regions? A couple of questions there.
Zed, like all major emitters in, or almost all major emitters in New Zealand, are part of the emission trading scheme. So there is an amount paid through carbon credits for emissions that are part of the fuel. I'm not sure that I could answer the question about the Auckland tax and whether that's had any impact. I'm afraid I don't know whether that's made a difference to the amount that is being spent within the Auckland regional fuel tax zone.
Great, thank you. This one's for us. So what are the operating hours over the holiday season for NZX, New York Stock Exchange, and NASDAQ? Tim, we are going to be putting a blog out before Christmas on that. Largely, the markets are open on business days, so and there's a few half days thrown in there as well. And I'm not actually familiar with the US one myself, but I expect that to open even more regularly because it's not such a big holiday over there. But we'll get someone who actually knows that to answer it pretty soon for our blogs, but it shouldn't be too far away. The last question for you, Mandy. So your annual report has Lazard, I think, Asset Management LLC as biggest shareholder. Who are they?
So an international wealth management company, asset management company.
Great. I think
quite a bit of our shareholding is overseas these days, as all large New Zealand companies find. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Sonia.
Fantastic. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And thank you so much, Mandy, for being here and joining us today. Such interesting convo. So appreciate that. As mentioned at the start, today was our last Lunch Money episode for 2020. So thanks to everyone who joined us through what I think no one would be arguing against has been quite a crazy year for all of us. Thanks to all of our guests and also everyone who watched online. We've got lots of exciting updates to share with you soon, including also, as Leighton mentioned, what the operational hours will look like over the summer break. But until then, have a great summer break. Take a load off, get a chance to relax, and just decompress after this crazy year. So I think that's it from us. Thanks, everyone. And thank you again, Mandy.
Thank
ka kite. Until next year.
For more info, visit www.sharesies.nz or find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ka kite anō! Take care and happy investing.